Hi Debbie, it's Graham Cumming. How are you? Excellent, excellent. Winding down for Christmas, are you? Well, I just thought I'd give you a call and give you an update on this issue of the lady who broke her leg in the pond. We've just received a writ from the county court from Slater and Gordon. So they're obviously, they got their hands out to grab as much as they can. Now, I don't know what happens from this point on because is it all covered by public liability or what? Okay, so are they sort of like, is the sort of like the public liability claim a separate one then obviously to the Slater and Gordon thing? Or do they all finish up being the one case? Sorry? No, it's the next sort of thing we've heard from Slater and Gordon since that last one that I sent to you. Yeah. Right. Maybe I should just send this thing. Yeah. So I'm just looking at the cover letter. It says, "We enclose by way of service a county court writ and statement of claim on behalf of the plaintiff. I request your notice of appearance within the time stipulated by the rules. Please send this document to your lawyers to protect your interests." Well, we're obviously going to do that, but I just thought I should let you know as well. All right. I'm in my mind, I'm just trying to work out whether it all sort of finishes up becoming one issue or yeah. Yes, yeah, that's, I mean, it is Slater and Gordon, and they're well known for chasing ambulances and out for a fast buck, but I would have thought that since we've gone through all the proper processes of the public liability stuff, nothing much. All right, let me send it over to you, Debbie, and I should also obviously we'll tell our lawyer about it and because I wouldn't have thought that, they could go to Slater and Gordon and set up a separate court case while we're still waiting on the first one. Yeah. Unless it's just more bluff, you know. Yeah. All right. I'll send it through to you, Deb. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.